It's time for Sounding Off with Phil Goff.
Morena, Phil, how are you?
Hata marie, I'm really good, thank you, Rachel. The sun's shining in this morning, and I had to go across to the inaugural meeting of the Waiheke Local Board yesterday, and instead of sitting in a queue on the Southern Motorway, which is how I normally travel at home, at 8 o'clock last night I was sitting on a ferry watching the sunset go down as I came back from Waiheke,
lovely.
And I thought, summer's coming!
Yeah, that is a very nice feeling, especially when it's about 8 o'clock and it's not yet dark. It's very good indeed. Hey, we've got a lot of things to get through this morning. We're going to talk a little bit about the swearing-in of the council on Friday last week. Also going to talk a bit about fireworks, because of course it's Guy Fawkes today. It's that time of year again, and we're also going to talk about dogs too. So let's start by talking about what happened on Friday. So freshly sworn in Auckland Council, you've been talking a lot about creating a committee to focus on climate change. Can you explain to us what that's going to look like, Phil?
Yeah, well, we had the formal swearing in of the new governing body of council on Friday in the town hall Friday night, and today we have a continuation of that meeting effectively. But what I've announced yesterday is a new committee structure for council, and there are a couple of really significant changes in that. I've divided what was the Environment and Community Committee into two parts, so that there'll be an Environment and Climate Change Committee. Mm-hmm. And the fact that climate change is included in the title of the committee indicates the emphasis that we want to put on. Mm-hmm. We've got to make sure that we do the right things here in Auckland. We can't change the world and climate change by ourselves, but we need to be consistent with what's required of us in order to make sure we don't get catastrophic impacts on environment and on our economy. The other part of the committee will deal with community, and there's lots of important areas in that, jobs, skills, economic development, arts, culture and heritage, sports and rec and so on. The other big change is to create a council-controlled organisation oversight committee, and this is a committee that will have oversight over the five CCOs that deliver 75% of the council services. And there's been a lot of public concern that the legislation that set these committees up didn't take into account adequately the need for responsiveness and accountability to those people who put the money into those into council through their rates. So that committee will be an important one, and we'll have liaison councillors on each of the council-controlled organisations.
So that sounds like a few changes in the pipeline then. Is there anything that you're particularly feeling excited about this new term for, Phil?
Yeah, well, we've got four new councillors, so fresh eyes and, new blood on council, which I think is really good. And all four of them, of course, have had experience at the local board level. They've all been chairs of local boards, so that says something about their skills and their quality. The other thing I think we should celebrate is now 45% of the councillors are women. And that's just been creeping up over the years. But, we're just about at the point where we can say we've got gender equity, and that's a good thing because, council needs to be representative. Three Pacifica members of council and one Chinese member of council. So, good to see a council that represents diversity. But look, I think it's a chance for us to build on the foundations of the last 3 years. What are our priorities going to be? It's going to be about infrastructure to deal with the traffic congestion, housing shortages and environmental pressures. It's going to be about getting better responsiveness and accountability within the council structure, and it's going to be about climate change. Mm-hmm. Those will be the priorities, and those will be the things that council are working hard on starting today.
Well, let's talk a little bit about fireworks now, because it is that time of the year again. It is Guy Fawkes today, so I'm sure a few people will be letting them off all around Auckland. What are your thoughts? Are you still sort of wanting it to be, I guess, more of a public display rather than a private thing?
That's certainly council's position, and it arrived at that position after taking submissions at the end of 2018. And we got just around 8,000 submissions. And a massive 89% of those submissions were in support of a request that government bans the sale of fireworks to the general public and end their private use. That means that you'd still have fireworks, but they would be public displays only. Now, I'm not a zealot on this. I mean, as a kid, did I enjoy fireworks? And when my kids were growing up, yes, absolutely. But I think times have changed, and I think people are looking at it differently now. My biggest concern is actually about animals. I've got a dog myself that just goes crazy. She's an outside dog. She's a farm dog. Mm-hmm. But when the fireworks goes off, she just races in inside bugger the rules about, hey, sorry, dog, you're not allowed inside. You've been out there eating dead rats and possums and stuff and under the bed. And I just get reports back from all over the place, and SPCA and the veterinarians are all saying, you know, there's a big problem. I listened to the New Zealand Fire and Emergency, and they said just over the last weekend, for example, even before Guy Fawkes Day, across the country they had 41 different fire incidents sparked off by the use of fireworks. And, you know, these days I do Diwali, I do Chinese New Year. They have their public fireworks display, and they're far more spectacular than anything I could do in my backyard. And I think maybe the time has come for government to consider moving from the private sale of fireworks to public displays of fireworks, not necessarily on the 5th of November. Mm-hmm. You know, we celebrate something that's part of English culture centuries and centuries ago. Maybe we should do it during Matariki, during the winter celebration, that relates more to New Zealand and its Maori heritage.
Let's just say, for the sake of tonight, though, what are some good things that people could be doing to make sure that if they are doing fireworks in their back garden, they're going to be safe or nice to their neighbours or whatever?
Yeah, well, let your neighbours know if you're putting fireworks in your backyard, because they'll have pets, cats and dogs and, that could be really spooked by that. That gives the neighbours the chance to put their animals in a safe and secure place where they're not going to panic. Just make sure you're supervising the kids. I don't know what you do about the last thing, but you always get the idiots that go, you know, there were incidents last weekend of firing, fireworks out of car windows as they drove along the road. That sort of thing's not on. So make sure you supervise your kids and tell your teenagers, hey, behave responsibly with it.
Well, let's talk a little bit before we let you go about new rules for dog management that are coming out. Well, they're out now from Friday last week. What are these new rules? What are the changes that people need to be aware of?
Well, what we've tried to do is get a balance between consistency across the region and the right of local boards to set their own rules. So where there are rules about, the time that you can have your dog on a beach, those rules will now be consistent across the region. So from the 1st of December to the 1st of March, which is the summer definition of summer, you'll be able to, you will need to have, in those areas designated for restricted dog access, you'll have to exercise your dog before 10 a.m. in the morning or after 5 p.m. at night. But each of the local boards still determine whether they have a time and season restriction. So there'll be still variations across the region, but where there is a time and season rule, it will be consistent. The second thing, that's just a cats and dogs issue. If you've got more than two dogs in a residential mm-hmm. area, standard right across the region, you'll need a license to have more than two dogs on your property. You know, we've seen cases of people that have multiple dogs.
Is that going to be the case for people who already have more than two dogs, or is this going forward?
You'll need a license, okay. And I guess there'll be criteria around that. You'll need to demonstrate that they are properly housed, properly looked after, and that the section is of a size that can cater with the number of dogs you've got, and that it's not causing a nuisance in the neighbourhood. Third area about menacing dogs. If you've got a dog that's classified as menacing, if you can over time prove through a behavioural assessment report that that the dog is safe, you might be able to have that classification removed from it. There's greater restriction on access to some of our regional parks to protect wildlife. Places like Mirawai, Long Beach, Shakespeare, Tiarai, Whatapu, just so that we don't want the dogs going there and killing kiwi and other endangered species. And also a rule that will restrict dogs or enable dog access to be restricted in areas where we've got, for example, kauri dieback disease, because right. just like human beings can spread it, so can a dog digging around the roots of a tree. Those are some of the significant changes.
Those are the key points that we should be aware of, are they? Okay.
Yeah. And you've got no idea how much controversy there is about dogs.
I'm sure there would be. I love my dog very much, so I'm glad to hear. If people want to go find out more about this, Phil, where's a good place for them to go?
Yeah, they can just go online and they can find out what council is doing. And I think this is really important. They're going to list all of the areas where owners can take their dogs off leash, where a time and season rule applies, and where dog access rules have changed for the protection of wildlife. So there'll be one site on the council website. website, and if you find your way to that, that will give you all of the information you need.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for your time again on this Tuesday morning. I hope you get a bit of sunshine today as well, and we'll speak to you again next week.
Thanks, Rachel. Always a pleasure. Catch you later.
Bye.
Bye.
That was Sounding Off with Phil Goff.